So my next guest, Patty Farmer, is not only an award-winning marketing and media strategist, she is an international speaker, a podcast host, a magazine publisher, and seven-figure event producer. So she has mastered creating her own PR media channel that she leverages and monetizes all the way to the bank. So do you want to know her secrets so you can leverage your media assets? And yup, that means your podcast. Grab a pen because you're going to want to take notes, and let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey folks, it's Lindsay with the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And today I have an absolute media icon. Get this. So Patty Farmer, welcome Patty. She is a media and marketing strategist, speaker. You're an author. You've got a podcast, a magazine. Like, the list goes on. I don't know where you find the time.
Well, that's always the secret, right?
Yes. And the beauty is, like having all of those assets and pieces, not only is it getting you more visibility, more authority and credibility, and getting in front of other people's, you know, network and faces. What I'm wondering is, like, how are you using all of those things and those assets to grow your business?
I love that question because, you know, really, honestly, it's about leverage. And yeah, people talk about that all the time, right? You know, I mean, we talk about how are we leveraging, but the question really is, what is leverage? Really, how do you define it?
Yeah.
So for me, how I define it is the ability to influence others, specifically others' buying decisions, right? Mm. So that's like kind of the name of the game, right? Which takes us to the most important thing, which is, are you talking to your target market or are you talking to your target buyers? Ooh. And that is kind of the most important thing. And so for the people maybe listening who are like, oh, what's the difference?
Yeah.
In that? What's the difference? So really it boils down to this, your target market, which is what everybody teaches. Make sure you know who your avatar is. Make sure you know who your target market is. But really your target market is step one, because what your target market is someone who has the problem that you have the solution to. That's pretty much what your target market is, right? But a target buyer takes it to the next step, which is someone who has the problem, you have the solution, but they're actively looking for the solution. So it kind of changes the whole conversation, right? And it also changes how you market, because when you are marketing to your target market, it's kind of a little bit broader, a little bit more holistic. Where when you're talking to your target buyers, you get to go a little bit deeper because they're already looking for a solution. So it changes the conversation, and it also changes your ability to be able to leverage what you do and to influence, right? Because then what it really is, they already are looking for the solution. But the question here now is, are you the solution? Mm-hmm. Are you the person? And this is where you get to leverage and influence. And this is where you get to use all of your assets. So we know that we live in a world that's about content, right? Mm-hmm. And people, you know, engage with content in a bunch of different ways, right? You know, whether they're reading blogs, reading a magazine, or, you know, other magazines, Forbes. I also write for Forbes. So when you think of those things, are they listening to podcasts? Right? How are they taking in their information? So you need to know, where are your target buyers and how are they engaging with that information? And then making sure that your brand, your voice is across all the platforms where they are, not all the platforms where your ideal client, your right fit client and partners are, and making sure that you're leveraging that.
I like how you added partners, because not a lot of people look at that aspect. They're just focused on their target market, so to speak. But that is a big key. and a big piece of the puzzle in tapping into other people's audience. Can you kind of expand on that piece just a little bit?
Sure. So I think that the best way I can to give a visual is whenever I see someone in a graphic or across social talk about target market, you notice they always use kind of like the dartboard kind of thing with all the circles, right? It seems to be, and then they always, you know, have it right in the center. It seems to be the pretty much the go-to thing. So just using something that people are always used to using, think about that. In the very middle is the littlest circle, and that really is your absolute ideal target buyer, right? That is what I want to say, your inner circle of, you know, the cream of the crop, the people that bring you the most joy and feed your soul, right? But then the circle around that to me are, who do you know that serves them, right? You know, who do you know that actually, they may not actually be them, but they serve them, right? So in other words, their people, right? So if you can get in front of their people, you are in front of that, right? So that's the next ring. Well, then when you think of the ring outside of that, it's like, well, who kind of overlaps with you, right? I love working with people who overlap with me.
Agreed.
Like, we get each other, right? Because I don't believe in competition. I actually believe in integrity. It's an integrity issue, right? So that's what you think there. And then when you look at the bigger ring outside of that, and here's something I don't think people think of very often, which is, who does the same thing you do? Like, they're in the same business. I mean, I'm in the marketing business, right? So it's a huge umbrella, but who does the same thing you do, but they are very geared or have a niche that's not yours, or maybe they want to get in front of another niche. So for example, they do the same business that you do, but maybe you do, like I do, my company, we actually target women who are service-based that are over 40. So if there was somebody who says, oh, well, we are a marketing company and we target moms, right? You know, so who else does what you do, but they just have a little bit of a different niche than you, which basically means that, yes, they may not be your person, but is there something you can do with them from a collaboration point of view? So I feel like there's all kinds of partners. And one of the things that I find that's really key here, and I could really go, I could do a whole podcast just on this,
but I'm sure.
Which is really like, who are your partners? Because most people think that they're looking for a power partner or a referral partner. And most people think that's the same thing. I believe and teach that there are 9 different partners.
Oh, wow.
And you need to have all of them, all of them. And where do you identify them and how do you find them, right? You know, so you need to have all of them. So if you do, here's where you kind of have the rings for really where you get to have your partners. Now, I have to tell you, Lindsay, I make a multiple 6 figures every single month just by working with the partners.
Wow.
Who literally bring me in to serve their audience because they know I have integrity, right?
Yeah.
And they bring me in. I don't even have to go and find them. So it's really like, how are you leveraging that so that you can get in front of other people's people? And just to say one little thing here as an example, I really like people who have podcasts, they have a Facebook group or something like that. And I know that everybody who's listening or watching this can relate to this, but how many times have you seen in a group, we'll just say a Facebook group, right? That there's a group and somebody will say, oh, I'm looking for somebody to come on my podcast who can talk about this. And then 500 people will pick me, right? You know, because people kind of troll through those, right? To try to be the one, unless you're the first person who saw the post, right? Or the first 10 people, you probably aren't going to really get selected, so to speak. But here's the thing, there's a better way. Why would you not instead build a relationship with the person who is the organizer of the Facebook group or the host of podcasts?
Right.
You know, why would you not build a relationship with them? Because then what I like to do is say, so listen, who is it that is your demographic? Like whenever I'm on a podcast, I always want to say, hey, who are your people? Like, who are your people? Because guess what? When the podcast is over and I'm promoting it, I'm also going to talk to a whole bunch of people and say, you know what? You might want to listen to Lindsay's show because really this is, she's talking to the same people as you.
Yeah.
Or her people are your people too. So what could you guys do together? So let me do an introduction for you. Or if somebody has a Facebook group, it's like, well, why would you not want to talk to the host and say, you know what? I'd really love to serve your audience. You know, what's the best way that I can do that? And guess what? They'll introduce you to all the people that you need to know. Why make it so hard for yourself?
Yeah, true enough, eh? You never think to cut to the chase and build that relationship with the Facebook group host. I don't know why. So many opportunities. And I love that, like, you really do have to be strategic and intentional in that when you are leveraging your content, like, who are you speaking to? Who do you want to get in front of? And how are you going to tackle that? And I think too, focusing on the partners, it's such a huge opportunity for growth that a lot of people forget about it. So I'm glad you explained that in a way that makes total sense.
And when you think about it, it isn't even just the partners too. Like, think about how many times people will see a podcast, right? They'll see a podcast and they'll be like, oh man, I would love to be on that person's podcast, but I don't really know them. And it's a really, yeah, you know, it's a podcast that's really rated high and they would love to, but they don't know how to do it. Like, they don't know how to reach out. Like, you know, why would they have me on or whatever? But there's so many different ways to be able to do that too. And so I'm going to tell you, for those listening, here's just a couple super easy ways, like super easy ways. One, most of us are waiting, if we speak or we're on a podcast or we're giving content, right? So we're sharing our content. And what we're waiting for is for them to come and give us a testimonial, for them to come and do something for us. Oh, I spoke at your event. Like, will you give me a testimonial or will you leave me a LinkedIn recommendation because I gave you my content? But why not give first? It's so much easier to give than to ask.
Yeah.
Right? Do a give before an ask. That's what I always want to say. Hashtag give before hashtag ask. Right? And it's so easy. So what do you think would happen if you went to a podcast that you want to be on and you actually left a LinkedIn recommendation, we'll just say, and said, I just heard you on such and such podcast and you gave a great interview. And Lindsay was such an amazing interviewer. She asked some really good questions that really gave me some insight. I would really love to connect. Well, first of all, the person whose podcast that is, that now you're sharing that, they're like, wow, I don't even know who this person is, but they just gave me a 5-star review. They just gave me a LinkedIn recommendation. Like, I want to know who this person
yeah.
is, right? I mean, do a give first, generously and authentically, right?
Agreed.
You're not fooling anybody if you try to say
no.
something about somebody's podcast
no
and you
haven't
gone
messages.
And listened to it. You know, it's really nice when somebody will say, and they'll say, oh, you had me at this, or I loved when you said this. Like, share those things, you will get in front of them. Same thing about trying to get on somebody's stages.
Yeah.
I like to connect to the other speakers if I'm speaking at an event. When I'm on a podcast, so here's my super secret tip.
Ooh,
when I'm
okay.
on a podcast. So how many times can you say, listen to the podcast? Or I like to tell people who write for me, how many times can you say, read my article or, you know, listen to my podcast or whatever? You can only say it so many times.
I know.
And you can say it a bunch of different ways, but still you can only say it so many times. However, what if instead you went to their podcast page? So this is what I love to do. Is I like to promote the podcast if I'm on a podcast. And then so a couple of weeks go by and I've been promoting the podcast, right? By this time, the podcast host has already probably released one or two other podcasts, right? And what I like to do is to go listen to them. And I always go listen to the one before me. And what I like to do is then, if it's appropriate, so think about what your business is and who they are, and if it's appropriate for your business, of course. But if you're on there, it probably is. Then I like to go and promote their podcast.
Ooh.
Now, why would I do that? Well, here's why I do it. The host is going to be like, oh, wow, look at this. Patty's so generous that she's actually promoting my podcast. It's not even her episode.
Yeah.
I call this the sandwich method. So to me, this is the podcast sandwich method. I'm in the middle and I promote the one before me and the one after me. Now, why would I do that? Well, I do it because when I tag them and I promote them and people go to listen to that, where am I sandwiched right in between them, right? So I'm not saying, look at me, but I am right there in between. So I promote the podcast before me, the podcast after me, so that when people go and look, now those two people who I did the shout outs for, they're also going to say, well, who's this Patty Farmer that just promoted my podcast? And they're going to go look and say, oh, wow, what a great hack. What a great idea. And then they're going to, you know, respond. They're going to share my podcast.
Yeah.
And this is how you get in front of other people's people, by giving instead of asking. And all roads led back to that same podcast page. Same for my magazine. I tell, you know, there's 10 different people that write for my magazine every time. And I always say, how many times can you say, read my article? But guess what? There's 10 other people in there. So what if you promoted them and talked about the article they wrote and how great their area of expertise is? All roads lead back to the same magazine issue, right? They're going to see yours too. So to me, it's not like you're having to think up all this content.
True, true.
Right? It's already there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is take a moment. So whenever I get my promotion ready and I'm like, oh, they said my podcast episode was going to be out XYZ time. Immediately when I do it and I add it to my calendar, I automatically look at who's first and who's next. Sometimes I'll do a few above. And sometimes, of course, you'll go and look at, oh, that looks interesting. And I want to leave a couple reviews while I'm there, right? And leave a review for the host to tell her what great questions she asked. And stuff like these things do not take that much
time. No, it wouldn't.
But I'm going to tell you, the speaker world, the podcast world, the magazine world, we are not a huge world. And believe me, when we're talking to other people, they will say, now I'm using myself as an example because I'm the one talking, but they will say, wow, have you had Patty Farmer on your podcast? Because not only did she promote my episode, but she promoted other people's episode. She even left me a review on LinkedIn, not just a review of my podcast. And other people who have podcasts are like, I don't know, but I want her on my podcast too. Mm. Right? This is how you get yourself booked. And I like to say, this is how you create your own distribution channel, your own PR media channel, by using the assets you have and using assets that other people have and using your voice. So you can create content or curate content, use your voice.
Hot damn, that's gold. I'm using that. I feel like, why didn't I think of that beforehand? But yeah, that is so good for so many reasons. And like you said, it doesn't even take that much time. And it shows how much you are giving and you are serving and you're naturally putting your name in front of other people's, you know, tapping into their audiences. Man, that's good. I love it. Now, I know
this is just kind of like how you build relationships, right?
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like it's kind of like, how do I get people to notice me?
Well, right.
Again,
not in a weird way that feels kind of cheesy and salesy,
stocky, like you know, like whatever, right? But you're being real and authentic, right? Yeah. I mean, there's something that you can say, and I have to tell you, somebody that we both know, Nancy Jutton, we both know her. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, she got on my podcast. She wanted to be on my podcast, and she actually did a trick, a hack. We'll call it a hack.
Sure.
That I literally thought was one of the best ones I've ever heard too. So shout out for her. But she did this thing where she wanted to be on my podcast and she left me a review of my podcast, a 5-star review. We all know that sometimes those reviews take a day or two to show up. So instead of saying, Patty, I left you a review that I wouldn't know because it would show up for a day, she actually screenshot the review she left. And then she went on my personal Facebook wall and she said, Patty, I would love to be a guest on your podcast. I want you to know I love it so much. I left you a 5-star review and here's a screenshot of the review I left you. I think I would be a great guest. Now I'm looking at this going, what? And so I saw where she said all this great stuff, but here's the key. So did everybody else. So everybody else also saw that. And so, of course, people were like, oh, wow. So now because she did it, her people saw, my people saw, and my people also saw that she did that and thought she was pretty cool. And she got you know, right? Not only on my podcast, but she got on other people's podcasts
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And her people saw it and they also wanted to be on my podcast and invite me on their podcast too. So it was a cute little hack. I use it all the time now too. And I told her, I said, well, that was actually a hack I had never thought of. And I think I'm pretty slick. So I got to tell you, you never know when you hear from somebody, you're like, oh, wow, that's really good.
I know.
Can I borrow that? Right. You know, so, you know, you kind of can just really think outside. I don't want to say think outside the box, because when people say that to me, I say, why is there even a box? Right. You know, kick the box to the curb. But when you're thinking about it, I really feel like the bottom line is, what can you do to shine the light on somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And it will always come back. Right. It will always come back.
I love that. Yeah, so true. And Nancy's done that to me as well. She's such a giver as well. Yay,
yes,
Nancy.
She is.
Yeah, but oh man, your tips are absolute gold. So I know you talk about leveraging and you also talk about monetizing. So where does the monetization part fit in?
So for me, where the monetizing is, it's like when you figure out who the people are that serve your ideal clients and your ideal partners, right? So here's the people on the inside, right? Who are they, right? So here for me, you want to get in front of those people and you want to get in front of the people who serve those people. That is the key. Who are the people who also serve them? So a lot of that is asking questions, right? You know, and I always love to ask that question to people, right? You know, I'm like, well, who is it you serve? I never, ever, 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 Lindsay, ask people what they do. Like, oh, so what do you do? I always say, stop asking that question. Say, who do you serve? That is a better question, because now it's not about them. Now it's about who do they serve? And they'll start telling you who they serve. And then you could be asking yourself, wow, of those five people they said they serve, I served three of those. Oh, maybe I should check out the other two, right? I mean, that's just kind of like a little sidebar. But once people are talking about who they serve, now you need to know, is there somebody there that they serve your audience or your partners? And then that's where the magic happens, right? So now it's kind of like, again, look at your assets, right? You have a podcast, because one of the things that cracks me up, I have to tell you, I'll just say, is when somebody will say to me that they get on calls with people and they have these connection, coffee, whatever you want to call, right? And then at the end, people say, oh my gosh, this has just been so great. Like, I would really love to serve you. Like, what could I do for you? Right. And then some, they'll say, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. And I'm thinking, really? Like, you should always be prepared. Right. And the easiest there is to say, oh, could you introduce me to a podcast host? Like, you're not saying, can you get me booked on their podcast? You're just saying, could you introduce me to someone that you know that does podcasts? Like, that's super easy. Who doesn't know a podcast host?
Easy.
Right. You know, or 10. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's an easy one. It's an easy ask. It's very, very small. And they'll do, well, what could I do for you? Well, actually, I would love the same thing. Who do you know that's a podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so easy to have coffee. And that's an easy ask. And it's very, very small. But to go back to how do you make that so you can monetize it, really start thinking to yourself, what assets do I have? Now, I realize not everybody has a magazine and does events and is a speaker and does all the things that I do. But you do have something.
Absolutely.
It could be that you have a podcast. It could be that you podcast guests a lot and you have a whole bunch of people that are podcast hosts that you know. It could be that you have your own Facebook group or a LinkedIn group. Right. It could be that you're off Facebook and you have, you know, School, Heartbeat, or all those other ones that they have out there. Like, but you have a network somewhere.
Yeah.
So what could you do to the person that you want to get in front of their people? How could you together put them in front of your network and you get in front of theirs in a really, really easy way? You know, because people talk about joint ventures and collaboration. I don't believe they're the same. A lot of people use the words interchangeably,
they
like
do.
They're the same thing. They are not the same thing at all for me, but I'm in the marketing space. So really, it's easy to collaborate with somebody. This is kind of sort of like, well, you know what? I love that you talk about this. I read your blog. I mean, that's how I met you. I started reading your blog and I was like, oh my gosh, this girl is like brilliant, right? You know, and it's like, wow, who, you know, what could you talk about that I could put you in front of my people in my in my Facebook group, or what could you write an article about that I could put in my magazine, or what could we talk about on my podcast, or whatever you have, right? So that's like the easy one. But then the next step, when you really start talking about monetizing it, is, which putting you in front of the right people is monetizing.
Absolutely.
If you do it in the right way, right? If you do it in the right way. I mean, and there's a lot of things like affiliate marketing, and there's a lot of different ways that you can actually do that too, if that is something that you use as a marketing strategy. But also, what could we do together? That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
What could we do together? So could we do a masterclass together or a webinar? Could we do a virtual event together? Like, could we write something together? Yeah. Could we, you know, collaborate on an ebook, right? Could we, you know, be on a summit together? Like, there's so many
different
things
ways.
Really, like, to me, I always like to think about it as, who are the people who serve the people either before me or after me, right? Because whenever somebody has a problem, when that problem is solved, it illuminates another problem, right? So you get your branding. You're like, okay, so now I have good branding. Oh, now I need to market myself. Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm doing marketing. Oh yeah, but I need a website, right? You know, so each one of those things. So who are all those people? And then, I mean, it could be as easy as like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do a Facebook Live, and I'm going to invite all those people who serve my audience, and we're going to do a panel. But you're going to be the person who's going to interview them, right? So now they're all going to share that on there. So now you're going to get in front of all those people, right?
So many visibility opportunities.
Oh, there's just so many opportunities, and the money is really in the opportunity. And people are always like, oh, I'm looking for a speaking op. I'm looking for this op. For me, op stands for other people's people, because that's the name of the game, right? You know, so when you're thinking about it, I always like to say, in today's business environment, relationships is the currency, right?
Agreed.
So if that is true, and we know it is, right, you need to think of your business like an ATM machine, right? And relationships are the currency.
Yeah.
So if that's true, are you making more deposits or more withdrawals?
Ooh,
that's really the
that's
name of
good.
The game, right? Are you making more deposits or more withdrawals? Because your business is an ATM machine. I actually have this really cool graphic that I use, and on the little numbers on an ATM machine, I have my top inner circles, people's faces, and they're my ATM machine, really.
Yeah.
And I focus every day on making a deposit. What kind of deposits can I make? Because you don't always need to make a withdrawal. Right.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to go to the ATM machine every single day and need to make a withdrawal, but make deposits and make deposits. So when you need to make a withdrawal, super easy to be able to make that withdrawal, because that's the currency that we live in now, right? Relationship currency is really where it's at. So where are you really looking for those people? So that should be the criteria of what people are thinking about. Where are they hanging out? Where are they at? Do they have podcasts? Do they have magazines? And the thing is, that's the question you should ask people.
Yeah.
Like, when I have coffee with someone, I say to them, so do you know, what type of assets do you have? Do you
Absolutely.
Have a podcast? Whatever. And if they say, oh, I really don't have one, but I podcast guests all the time. Oh, really? What are the top three podcasts that you were on that were the most effective for you? Right. And they're like, oh, well, like, it's like networking. Nobody networks in just one place. Right.
No, so absolutely.
So when I'm talking to somebody, I say, well, where else do you network that is the most effective for you? Not just where are you doing those things?
Yeah.
You have to actually put at the end that are the most effective for you. Right. You know, and when they say, oh, yes, this and this. Oh, great. Could you make an introduction? Right. You know, an introduction is easy. I feel like, to me, an introduction is literally more important to me than a referral. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
That's true.
Right? Somebody does an introduction for you, you build a relationship with them. You know, I have to tell you, the people who are in my smaller circle, it's like they're buying brain cells. I'm always thinking about, oh, who could I introduce them to? And when I talk to somebody, I'm like, oh, I need to introduce them.
I know. I love thinking that way. And it's funny when you are talking to someone and you know, have a guest on your show or whatever, it's like, ooh, you know, I found this podcast that I think you would be a great guest on. Let me introduce you. And the other person is like, oh, thank you. Like, you can tell that it means a lot to them. And same with like when someone makes an introduction for me, I'm like, you're actually taking time out of your day to like make a connection or help me with anything. It's like, it feels good and you do naturally want to reciprocate, and they're going to be in your thoughts more so than someone else that it feels like a transactional episode.
Although I do think that people should be intentional about that as well.
Oh, full heart.
So yeah, let me ask that. So how many times have you had somebody do an introduction for you and it looks like this? Oh my goodness, you need to know Patty Farmer. She is so brilliant. I just love her. I've known her for so long and she's just great. You guys should really connect. Which really tells somebody absolutely nothing.
No. Other
than I'm amazing, right? That's what you say. Oh, she's so amazing. So really, that's nice. And that's a really great thing to put at the end. But then you need to back it up with information like, why should they connect? Like, what's the, in your mind, something happened that you said, oh, wow, I need to introduce Patty to whatever. I need to introduce Lindsay. Good. Tell us that as well. So because I know that people aren't always thinking that way, so I'm in marketing, right? I actually have an introduction blurb already, like how I want people to introduce me, super easy. Hmm. So whenever somebody says to me, oh, Patty, you know, I would love to introduce you to somebody, I'd be like, great. Would you like me to make that really easy for you? I already have an introduction blurb. And then you could just stick personalize it for you. They're like, great. Because now when I send it to them, this is how it covers the points that I really want them to do.
You're being positioned in a way that you want.
Right. You know what I mean? So really that works. But you want to know what's really funny is I teach all my partners that too. Mm. And so I literally on my desktop have an Excel spreadsheet that has all the introduction blurbs to all my key people. So whenever I'm going to do an introduction, it's copy and paste and copy and paste. Takes me 5 seconds to do it because now I know what they want. And so I'll always say to them, what's your introduction blurb? And they'll be like, oh, I don't know. I don't really have those. And I got to tell you, here's how you set yourself up like a rock star. You're just like, oh, I would love to do introductions for you. Do you have an introduction blurb on how you would like me to introduce you? And then they kind of stop and they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, well, I have one. Would you like me to send mine over? And then you can just kind of use it as a guide if you'd like. Oh, I would love you to do that.
Heck yes.
And then I send over mine and they're like, oh, wow, Patty, this is like fabulous. Do you mind if I kind of use this as a guide? I'm like, no, feel free. And when you do, tell me, who are the people that you would like me to introduce you to? Like, do you have some people? And I put that on my desktop too. So in that Excel spreadsheet, I have their intro blurb. I have who's their ideal client and who are their ideal strategic partners.
Ooh, that's amazing.
When I ask that to people, all I do when I get off that call with some.
Yeah.
I just look up my Excel spreadsheet, who that is. And it's super easy for me to make the introductions. For them. Really easy. And to do it very. I'm all about like, what kind of hacks can I do to make this super simple? Because the bottom line is, it's not that sometimes people don't want to do it for you. It's they just don't have the time.
The thought process to figure it out.
But if you can make it easy for them, I always like to say, you know, so a lot of times people are thinking, oh, I need to know my elevator pitch. I don't really care about your elevator pitch. What I really want to know is, what would you want me to tell people about you?
Right.
And that's what I say to them. I'm like, listen, I know a lot of people. And if I was going to tell them about you, what would you want me to tell them? Because now there's no fluff. Now they're just going to tell you, what's the value you bring to the marketplace? That's what I want to know. And that's what I want to tell people about you. And they'll get really clear. When you say an elevator pitch, like, oh, I'm supposed to say this. I'm supposed to say that. So I'm super clear. But all my partners, all the people that I refer, all the people that I do introductions for, I want to know. I want to do it well so that people say, I'm like the queen of introductions, right? People are like, man, I like getting an introduction from Patty because she does it in such a great way. Because if I'm going to take the time to do it, why would I not want to do it in a way that's going to be productive?
Impactful. Absolutely. You don't want to do it just for the sake of doing it.
For sure.
That is a great tip. One that I will be implementing tomorrow.
Want me to send you my intro today? No.
What's that?
Want me to send you my intro blurb?
Yes, I do, Patty. Heck yes. That is so smart. And then the tracking and saving it, that is brilliant. That does save a lot of time.
I
feel like
for me, I make better decisions when I have criteria, right? You know, so I know when should I say yes? When is it time to say no? or no, not now.
Yes.
Right. You know, so I think it is really, really important. And that is how you really leverage your time, your energy, your money, is really knowing like, who is that? And so a lot of times people will lead you, but really, really thinking about who are podcast hosts, who are people who have magazines or write for other magazines or blogs or whatever the case may be. Those are the people that you really want to really connect with. And the easiest way to do that is to do some research, figure out where you have some overlap, and then do the give first before you ever do an ask.
I love that. That was so perfect. My brain is like, my wheels are turning, Patty.
I love that.
I know. I love this. What a great conversation. And I love how the whole monetization thing is thought about slightly differently. I think people think leverage and monetize in a different way. And you have nailed it on how you explain it. And because that's what I believe as well. And people are just get hung up on monetize and they just think it's too like direct, like very transactional. Someone sees this, they buy this. Like it that's not how it works anymore.
Well, you know, once you actually get to the point where you are building those relationships, there are ways to literally do that directly. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
And, you know, I could just touch for 1 second on that. Like, yeah. I will tell you that on an average month, when I'm busy doing this one thing I'm going to share right now, I probably make about $3,000 to $5,000 a month on this one thing. And here's what it is. Once you build the relationships with people. So get this. So if I said to you, here, we'll role play it, right? You know? So if I said to you, so Lindsay, do you do free consultations? As most people do. We mostly usually do free initial consultations, right? I will say to them, I'm like, oh, so here's what I want to know. Sometimes when I talk to my clients, potential clients, they'll say things to me like, well, you know what, Patty, I really want to hire you. I really think that you're the right person, but you know what? I really need to work on my copy, and, or I, you know, I really need a new website. Like, this is their objections,
right?
So start thinking about what all the objections that people say whenever they say no to you. And those are the people you need to build a relationship with. And then here's how I handle that. I'm like, well, so Lindsay, I totally get that. How about this? I really want to make sure that I serve and support you. So we both agree that you need marketing, but I can see where you're a little worried about copy and that could hang you up, or, you know, you need to kind of refresh your website. Yeah. What if I actually gifted you a consultation with the website person that I use and refer all my business to? What if I just included that in the package? What if I just did that for you? And sometimes it's the copy person too, or the branding person, or a social media person, or the first three people to get on their podcast or whatever. Okay, so that's that. But then here's what happens. The people that I built relationships with, the website person and whatever, I go to them and I say, okay, listen, you do free consultations, right? And they're like, yes. And I said, what if instead of doing that consultation for free, what if I was going to pay you $250 or $500 or whatever? What if I paid you for that consultation? And they're like, well, why would you do that for a free consultation?
Right.
And I'd say, because I don't want you to sell them. I want you to serve them. And usually when people do free consultations, the goal of that free consultation is to see how they can serve them so they can sell them.
Yeah.
Well, this is a potential client for me. Like, I'm still closing my deal. I'm still closing my deal, right? But if my partners can help me close that deal, I will literally say to them, I will pay you $500, whatever. I want you to serve them. Now, if you do a great job serving them, they probably will hire you, but I don't want you to sell them on the call. I want you to serve them on that call.
Hmm.
And they're like, okay. And so a percentage of the time they do end up getting hired, but if they don't get hired, at least I paid them $250 for a call that they would normally do for free.
Yes.
So I got to tell you how many times a month my partners who I train, and there's a whole process that I do on this more than what I just said, but literally they'll say, Patty, when you do a marketing consultation and they pay me $500 and then I just meet with their people and do marketing, and a percentage of the time, a good percentage of the time, those people will end up hiring me. But my goal is to help them close the deal for them first, then not take the deal away from them.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? I mean, they wanted me to come and talk to them because they needed that for what they're doing. Right. Because that person needed that. So I surround myself and have built a relationship with the people who usually are the objections that I get of why they don't. And I pay them
and
to
you
actually
keep them
serve
all
them.
Close to you. Yeah.
But then it helps close my deal.
Right.
And then they do the same thing for me. So like I said, I probably make $3,000 to $5,000 a month just calls for other people who ask me to help them close their deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I have never heard of that been done before.
I made it up myself.
I know. You're so damn smart, woman.
Well, I just kind of feel like this kind of makes sense. So really, it's like if you, and I have a whole system and framework that I do for it, but the fact of the matter is there's no reason to have to keep going out, because I'm going to tell you, whoever is listening right now, you probably already know and have built relationships with people already that you're walking over probably at least $500,000 already, just by not being intentional and having a framework to put together that the people that you built the relationships with already, just how to put it into a framework, into a system, so that you all make money while you're serving your clients.
Hot dang. Do you teach your clients how to,
I actually teach them and do it for them in the beginning too. I teach them, and sometimes they stay with me, so I do it for them. So
I don't
my
blame
team
them.
Does it for them as well, right? You know, so these are kind of the things. Oh, I want to get booked. I want to speak. I want to do this, but they don't have those relationships, but I do.
Yeah.
So think about this. So if I had a relationship with you, Lindsay, which I know I do, and I came to you and I said, Lindsay, you know what? I have a client, yada, yada, yada. She really needs to get on some podcasts. She is brilliant at this, whatever, like when you put her on your podcast, you'd probably do it for me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I tell you that, I mean, like, obviously I'm not going to send you somebody that's not a good guest, right? I've already primed them. I've already got their pitch down and all their whatever. Like, so for sure, if somebody comes to me and says, hey, Patty, I have a client or I have this and stuff, like, would you interview them on your podcast? I'm like, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, surround yourself with the people. That's why I have my own distribution channel. And what's not my distribution, I have created relationships with other people who have distribution channels. And this is how I can not have to go out and try to be looking for people all the time, because I've already built it internally.
And that's why your business is media marketing and money.
Exactly.
All interconnected.
For sure.
I love it. How can people find out more about you? And I also, before you go, want to make sure that people know about your magazine, because it is hot.
Thank you so much. So, hey, we never go anywhere without giving gifts, right? So they can pretty much find out about me by just going to my website, pattyfarmer.com. Patty's with a Y. Everything's there. The magazine, the podcast, everything is there. But if they really wanted to, if they want the magazine, it's just M3, which stands for Marketing Media Money, M3magazine.com. They can get the magazine right there. But if they really want to know about their business, even if they never speak to me, Lindsay, if they would just go to M3, again, Marketing Media Money, M3bizquiz.com, it literally in 3 minutes will tell them. They will know so much about their business and where they need to spend time and what's working great and what could be a little bit better, even if they never spoke to me again. It would really bring a lot of value and clarity to them about really where they should start so that they could actually be more profitable.
Perfect. I don't even know what words to say. This has been like one of the best podcast episodes I think I've recorded. My mind is
thank
like,
you so much.
Yeah, seriously, you've given me so much to think about. I love when I learn on a podcast episode. That's actually part of the reason why I started a podcast, so that I could learn, meet new people, and then obviously serve other people in the process. So I love when I get to learn on the show. And Yeah, you are a ball of energy and you know so much. So for anyone not to lean on you as a resource or a coach or in any capacity is just crazy in my eyes.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, I so appreciate knowing you and having gotten to know you in the last little while and being a guest on my show. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to have you on mine.
Yay, me too. Sneak peek, people.
So excited. There you go.
Awesome. Well, have Thank a great so week, folks. And yes, I can't wait to see you again. And until next week, this is the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And I can't wait to chat with you again. Ciao, folks. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.